Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you? It's Trina Mara, and on the line we have got Brezzy, Niall Breslin. How are you, Brezzy?
I'm flying. How are you?
Do people still call you Brezzy, or is it Niall now these days?
I don't know. Like, the Brezzy is the most unoriginal of nicknames ever used, and my other nickname is Big Fish, so I'm kind of happy that people kind of resorted to using for Brezzy, but it's starting to fade off now as I get older.
But come here, you're up to your eyes because you are doing your Where Is My Mind podcast, and this is a live show with none other than Bloom and Adam Clayton. How did you get him?
Well, luckily they haven't yet made stalking illegal, because I just stayed outside his house till he said yes. But I know Adam. You know, I've had many conversations with him, and Adam is a very, you know, an incredibly passionate person about, especially around mental health. I've just found myself in conversations with him. I've had him on the podcast before, and he's just this really incredibly emotionally intelligent human being with so much to tell, with so many stories, and he's so generous with his way of telling us. And I kind of just asked him, and I was kind of guessing that I'd be told, you know, they're in Las Vegas or wherever they are, wherever they're going at this point. And he was like, no, I'd love to do it. And I'm like, that's amazing. So I'm delighted to chat to him. And I think the audience will be, you know, I think he's just a person you should really listen to in context of like a good long chat, not like a quick rush chat you might get in, you know, a TV show or something.
So has he had his own struggles with mental health then?
Yeah, I mean, he's spoken a lot about his addiction. You know, he struggled with addiction for a long time, and I had him on the podcast, and he talked about how he was a teenager. Even he kind of what he called kind of he was melancholy, which is kind of a word that you often hear around when teenagers speak about, you know, struggling with their mental health sometimes. It's just almost melancholy. And I thought it was a very interesting word to use, because that's the word I used when I was younger. I just felt little disconnected from myself and the world. And he has spoken a lot about it, and he's done some amazing work. But I think when you actually speak to him face to face, when I met him first and I spoke to him on the podcast, there's obviously an intimidation factor there. He's the bass player in the biggest rock band in the world, and within a sentence you lose that. It just becomes a conversation with a really lovely human being.
And their parents listen to this and they'll be saying, yeah, my teenager now, definitely there's something up and I don't know what. Do you have any advice for parents who might be kind of going through that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to, like, I set up A Lust for Life for this very reason, which is like a mental health charity that's focused predominantly on youth. And we've now reached nearly, I'd say, over 1,000 primary schools with our programs, our emotional intelligence and literacy programs, to teach young people how to deal with the ups and downs, ins and outs of life. And my real passion now is to move that into secondary school systems by next year and start developing programs from A Lust for Life, and me and the people that we've put in, like these amazing psychologists like Dr. Eddie Murphy and Dr. Maddie Coyne are working with us in these programs. And we have to find ways of bringing solutions to the table here, because it is an overwhelming world for teenagers. There's a lot for them to actually navigate and deal with. And we've never really had education systems that focus on it. And I think that's kind of my passion, is I feel like within education, I was largely failed when it came to mental health. You know, it was never spoken about. And the only time it was when Kurt Cobain died. He was my hero. And teacher punched my desk and called him a coward, you know, and that was what I was exposed to in terms of mental health. So for parents right now, it feels overwhelming, and I completely understand that. And we don't quite have the systems that can support young people with what they need and what they deserve. But I think the big thing for me is, if you're feeling overwhelmed or rinsed by the world, that's probably quite a healthy response to what we've all had to go through in the last couple of years. And I'm feeling it. And I feel a little bit diminished in my kind of mental and physical energy because of just the madness of the world in the last couple of years. So part of me says to people, like, you know, maybe if you're just still getting through your day, you're a little tougher than you think you are. And that to me is what resilience actually is. It's the ability to come back from adversity. It's not the ability to ignore adversity or avoid it.
This chat that you're going to be having at the Three Olympia, I would imagine it's not going to be all, you know, doom and gloom and we're all feeling depressed. And there's going to be, you know, good sides to this as well.
Like, the thing about it is like, a lot of people actually, when I started doing the podcast, I said, I don't think I could listen to it. The podcast isn't like that. It isn't this me talking about. We're talking, most of the podcast is actually, it's a bit of crack. We actually pulled the piss out of them, the mind. And how, for example, some of the stories I have around it are hilarious, but we're not diminishing the importance of the subject, but we're trying to make it accessible so people can actually go, right, this is just about being a human being. We all have things we carry. There's all things we all go through in life. Everybody, nobody avoids this stuff. Nobody can sidestep through life unscathed. And it's about bringing a bit of, I don't know, it's about bringing a bit of not just lightness, but a bit of humanity to that as well. And I think a lot of people, once they listen to the podcast, that's what they get. You know, I do, my background is mindfulness, you know, and people think it's a mindfulness podcast, and I suppose it is, but really it's about culture, and it's about the things in our world that can overwhelm us, and understanding them. And if you understand them, there's things you can do about it. But what we can't do is ignore all this stuff. And I think that's ultimately the message I try to get out in the podcast. And most of it is the Delight podcast. It'll be like, it's quite irreverent. It's quite funny. It's, there's performance pieces, there's spoken word. And I pull, you know, my parents get a good bit of slag in it as well. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's the type of show it is. And yeah. I think the minute people hear mental health, they go, oh, nope, not going to deal with that, not going to do that. But that's not really what the show is about.
On the 28th of April, are there tickets available? Because I would imagine, like, even people who are U2 fans would be going to that, because I love Adam Clayton.
Yeah, no, there's not many left now.
Not many left, okay.
I think definitely the Adam news has definitely some of the U2 fans interest, because you don't hear from too much, you know, like, he's not the lead singer, and like, often it's Bono had this amazing book, by the way, if you haven't read that book, like, one of the things that blew me away was how good his writing is, Jamie's. But you don't hear from Adam as much, so it's a great opportunity to hear a beautiful human being chat about being in the biggest rock band in the world.
Well, Bresi, the best of luck. The Three Olympia Theatre in Dublin on the 28th of April. Where Is My Mind Live? The podcast there with Adam Clayton. Thanks so much for coming on.
Pleasure. Thanks a million, guys.
See you. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.